A Trip Around Columbus.
Old Oaks.
Driving Park.
Southern Orchards.
Ganther's Place.
Bassard Village.
Schumacher Place.
Steelton.
Marion Village.
Hungarian Village. Hanford Village. Edgewood.
Ennis Gardens. Deschle Park.
Sciota Southland.
Southfield.
Swain's Corner. Those are just some of the neighborhoods of the south side of Columbus, a working class part of Columbus, Ohio. In the 1860s, Columbus started expanding eastward as communities like Old Town East were developed. In the early 1890s, a new streetcar suburb was developed as streetcar service became electrified further east of the Old South End. Over the next 30 years, the streetcar suburb would be developed. In the center of that community would be St. John Church, built by German immigrants who moved from the Old South End away from the cramped housing and the breweries of that area. In 1892, a racing track opened on the south side called Driving Park. It was a popular destination for Columbus residents to enjoy races. One of the most infamous races happened at the track in 1905, the world's first 24-hour race. After the tracks closed in the 1920s, the tracks were subdivided into lots on which a neighborhood was developed on the site of the old race track. Among the most notable residents of the Old South End was a young man by the name of Edward Vernon Rickenbacker, Eddie for short, who would become a flying ace during the Great War, World War I. In 1974, Lockbourne Air Force Base in Lockbourne would be renamed after the World War I flying ace. Lockbourne Air Force Base would be a stationing base for the Tuskegee Airmen during World War II. Other notable Southside residents included William R. Galt, who was an industrialist, as well as Ohio State's first gridiron superstar, Chick Harley, Air Force General Curtis LeMay, Dr. William Method, and inventor Granville T. Woods. While Livingston Avenue was the corridor heading towards the east, the true main street of the South Side that kept the South Side neighborhoods together was, and always will be, Parsons Avenue. Parsons Avenue in its glory days was lined up with commercial shops and businesses, such as the original Schottenstein's department store. Many people worked at the steel mills along the railroad tracks in the South Side in the early 20th century, such as Columbus Steel Casings. The South Side was the industrial center of Columbus in the early 20th century. However, by the 1960s, many residents of the South Side started heading to the suburbs as the interstates were being built, starting a decline of the South Side neighborhoods. Following the preservation efforts of German Village, in the 1970s and 1980s, preservation of neighborhoods such as Hungarian Village, Schumacher Place, and Old Oaks started to take place. The 21st century has seen a spark to revitalize the South Side to the glory that it once stored along Parsons Avenue and Livingston Avenue. There are neighborhoods like Schumacher Place, Marion Village, Vassar Village, Old Oaks, Ganther's Place, Hungarian Village, and Driving Park that are active in the Columbus community along with the Livingston Avenue Area Commission and the South Side Area Commission. In recent years, the South Side has been made a priority by the City of Columbus to help revitalize life on the South Side. There have been projects by Nationwide Children's Hospital and the Harmony Project to help revitalize the South Side neighborhoods. And in 2012, the Southern Gateway Initiative was launched to help bring jobs and resources to the South Side neighborhoods. For A Trip Around Columbus, this is Brian Curtis. This has been A Trip Around Columbus.